Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is amazing what's happening and what's taking place.
It's unprecedented. It's very exciting for business. Overwhelming.
Companies are coming home again. This is all this corporate money that's been offshore in some other nation, and now the money is coming back to the American people.
They're recognizing America is the best place for a global business.
That's just amazing. That's just too amazing. Well, you know, as we talked about in our monologue, that President Trump is on a five-country Asian tour. And what's so interesting is that, you know, this is the first time the president has visited South Korea in 25 years. And there's never been such an important time in the last 20 years, probably, where the president needs to go visit Asia, and particularly South Korea, with what's happening with North Korea and their continual threats, not only to America, but also to the countries in the region, right? And so a lot of these countries are concerned. You know, President Trump, several people from his administration have already been to, you know, South Korea. You know, General Mattis has visited. Vice President Mike Pence has been to South Korea. And now the president is coming. And so this is very important because right now, on his very first trip, he's in Japan visiting Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan. And, you know, who was one of the very first world leaders to visit
President Trump. Even before he was elected, he came and visited.
He came when he was president-elect, which was, I guess, broke some sort of protocol. But nonetheless, President Trump was so excited to receive him. We want to take you straight to the press conference where they're, you know, beginning to share what this trip is all about. Because the president's saying that the era of strategic patience is over for North Korea, that the policy has changed, and they're no longer going to be tolerating any of the things that have occurred with North Korea. They have the capability. They have nuclear weapons. They have nuclear weapons. And not only do they have them, they're threatening our allies, and they're threatening the United States. And we're coming close to this thing being really dealt with. And as well as the president's going to be talking about the economy and some of the things that are happening in Japan and how these trade deficits, which we're going to be talking about, how these things are about to change and Japan's going to be doing more business with America. Watch this.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, may I begin by offering my condolence to the victims who lost their lives, as well as my sympathy to the people injured in the recent shooting incidents in Texas. I'd like to express my heartfelt solidarity to the people of the United States in this time of difficulty. It was only 1 year ago, November last year, that I met the president for the first time in the Trump Tower, New York. Since then, I have had numerous opportunities to converse with the president on the margin of international meetings, as well as countless talks on the phone. Indeed, how many hours of dialogue did we have? I believe that there has never been such close bonds intimately connecting the leaders of both nations as we do now in the history of Japan-U.S. alliance of more than half a century. In particular, he received me with great hospitality last February on my visit to the U.S. at his villa in Florida. It became my unforgettable memory that we were able to discuss a variety of global issues over so many hours, quite frankly, including several rounds of golf. And it is my particular delight that this time I'm able to welcome my dear friend President Trump and Madame Melania Trump to Japan. This first trip of President Trump to Asia is an historic visit in the current regional situation, which is ever more tense. And his first nation to visit on his tour is Japan. This made this historic significance even greater. In this way, two of us were able to show to the rest of the world the unshakable Japan-U.S. alliance. Thank you, Donald. For the last 2 days, I was able to have an in-depth discussion with Donald on a plethora of issues that the international community is faced with. In the discussion, overwhelming importance was occupied by the North Korean issue. We were in complete agreement as to the measures to be taken upon the analysis of the latest situation of North Korea, giving a good amount of time. Japan consistently supports the position of President Trump when he says that all options are on the table. Through the talks over 2 days, I have once again strongly reaffirmed that Japan and U.S. are 100% together. For more than 20 some years, the international community attempted dialogue with North Korea. At the time of Framework Agreement of 1994 and at the Six-Party Agreement of 2006, North Korea committed in abandoning their nuclear program. But each time, the promise was broken, which resulted in North Korea buying time for their nuclear and missile development while we were making efforts for dialogue. There is no point in the dialogue for the sake of dialogue with North Korea. Now is the time not for dialogue, but for applying maximum level of pressure on North Korea. We completely agreed that in order to make North Korea change their policy, Japan and U.S. must take leadership in closely collaborating with the international community so that we can enhance the pressure to the maximum level over North Korea through all possible means. I agree with President Trump that we welcome China strengthening her pressure over North Korea, and it is incumbent upon China to play even greater roles to let North Korea relinquish their nuclear and missile development. We reaffirmed once again the importance of further advancing trilateral cooperation among Japan, U.S., and the Republic of Korea, a country President Trump will visit tomorrow. Before this press conference, President and Mrs. Trump were good enough to meet with the members of the families of abductees. I would like to render my heartfelt gratitude for their listening so intently to what the family members had to tell them. Until the day when all the families of the abductees embrace their loved ones in their own arms, until that day, my mission is not complete. I am sure that the families, I have renewed my resolve to work in full force to seek the resolution of this issue. I have decided to take our own additional sanction measures in our effort to seek the solution of the nuclear missile and the most important abduction issues of North Korea. Tomorrow, there will be a decision on 35 North Korean entities and individuals. Going forward, Japan and U.S. will continue to cooperate closely for the early resolution of the North Korean issue. I also discussed bilateral economic issues with President Trump. We welcomed that in the second meeting of Japan-U.S. Economic Dialogue held last month between Deputy Prime Minister Aso and Vice President Pence, the importance of strengthening bilateral economic, trade, and investment relations was confirmed. And we will go deeper into our dialogue. We agreed that we will continue our discussion in order to invigorate more the bilateral trade and investment and enhance our cooperation in the areas of law enforcement, energy, infrastructure, among others. Japan and the U.S. are the two global economic leaders occupying 30% of the global economy, sharing common values such as freedom and fairness. The significance of Japan-U.S. alliance is not limited on security front alone. In the economic field, it greatly contributes to the prosperity of the region and the world. I, together with President Trump, shall work not only in the field of bilateral trade, but also lead in high-standard rulemaking in trade and investment broadly in the Asia-Pacific region. I am determined to see to it so that both Japan and U.S. strongly lead the regional and eventually the global economic growth by our cumulative efforts in creating fair and effective economic order in this region. With the President, I discussed APEC and East Asian Summit meetings that we will be going after this. Indo-Pacific region, covering the vast area of Asia-Pacific through the Indian Ocean to the Middle East and Africa, is the growth center of the world with more than half of the world population. The maintenance and enhancement of the maritime order that is free and open is critically important for the peace and prosperity of this region, and we concurred to strengthen our cooperation toward realizing free and open Indo-Pacific. Under the unwavering Japan-U.S. alliance, I shall play a leadership role for the peace and prosperity of this region, hand in hand with President Trump. For the last 2 days, I had indeed very serious discussions with President Trump. I also had an opportunity to play golf with our top pro, Hideki Matsuyama, yesterday. Indeed, the match was a neck-and-neck competition, in my opinion. What was the reality? I hope that Mr. Trump will give his evaluation. The dinner where Mrs. Trump joined was in such a truly relaxed atmosphere that we almost forgot how time flew. I am greatly, very much satisfied. I hope that they enjoy the banquet later on by all means. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. President Trump, floor is yours.
Thank you. This is so powerful. Well, this is so powerful. We're interrupting this press conference because when we get back from this break, you're going to be hearing from President Trump as he addresses what's happening in Japan. Listen, times are changing, and you're seeing leadership in Asia now. And it's just so wonderful to see how America's being welcomed, how the leaders of the world are recognizing that, hey, we better get right with the United States. We better make sure these trade deficits are equaled out because they are our greatest ally. Mm-hmm. These guys are our friends. Mm-hmm. We're getting back to the press conference Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President Donald Trump are having in Japan. And you just heard that the Prime Minister saying, listen, it is time. It is time for us to deal with North Korea and to apply all the pressure that we have available right now. Listen, it started in the Clinton administration where North Korea was able to actually become a nuclear country, if you will. And the last, several presidents kind of maybe just kicked the can in this situation. And the most important thing that Donald Trump was going to face in this administration, according to then President Barack Obama, said, you're going to have to deal with North Korea. Yeah. This is it. You're going to have to deal with it. This is the biggest issue you have. And here the president, in the first 9 months of his administration, he's going to Asia, and he's saying it's time. Mm-hmm. He's already sent General Mattis there. He's already sent Vice President Mike Pence. And now he himself is showing up to the region, and on this five-country tour will be showing up in South Korea, visiting this Korean peninsula for the first time in 25 years, a U.S. president has visited South Korea. So they're talking about strategic military defense and alliance as well as the economy. Listen, President Trump travels with leaders, business leaders, just like he did with Saudi Arabia, and they're prepared to cut deals. So let's just join them right back at this conference, at this press conference, where President Trump addresses those that are attended. So watch this.
Well, thank you very much, Shinzo. And this has been a truly enjoyable trip and one where we're accomplishing a lot. And I agree with you that our relationship is extraordinary. And I agree with you also that there has never been such a close relationship between the leaders of these two countries, Japan and the United States. So it's been great to be with you, and we'll be spending a lot of time with you over the years. Melania and I are deeply grateful for the warm welcome we've received in your remarkable country, and that's what it is. It is a remarkable country. This is a land of incredible history, culture, tradition, and spirit. First, let me congratulate you on your great success in the recent elections. You won very big and very easily, and I'm not at all surprised. We both share in common and really a deep loyalty to our citizens and a deep faith in the destiny of our people and also our people and our countries working together. I also want to take a moment to continue sending our thoughts, prayers, and deepest condolences to the victims of the horrific assault on a church in a beautiful area. So sad. Sutherland Springs, Texas, such a beautiful, wonderful area with incredible people. Who would ever think a thing like this could happen? So I want to send my condolences, the condolences of our First Lady. In tragic times, Americans always pull together. We are always strongest when we are unified. To the wounded and the families of the victims, all of America is praying for you, supporting you, and grieving alongside of you. Prime Minister, I want to thank you and the people of Japan for your friendship. We have so many great things that we can accomplish together, and we are in the process of accomplishing those things. It was a thrill for my daughter Ivanka to be able to participate in the World Assembly for Women and promote women entrepreneurship side by side. Our two nations are advancing policies to empower women and harness the full potential of our great economies. You were the first foreign leader to visit me shortly after my election. And now it is my pleasure to join you in your homeland to further strengthen the historic ties between our two great nations. As you know, this is my first visit to the Indo-Pacific region as president. Been here before, but as president, this has been my first, and it is my first. And I am thrilled that my first stop was with you, great friend. We're going to other countries where I have also developed some great friendships, and we're going to work to straighten a lot of things out, including trade, including military problems. We have a lot of things to work on, but this is a real honor to be with you, Shinzo. Japan is a very special place. The Japanese people are thriving. Your cities are vibrant, and you've built one of the world's most powerful economies. I don't know if it's as good as ours. I think not. Okay? And we're going to try and keep it that way, but you'll be second. And yet, for all of its modern splendor, the people of Japan maintain a profound respect for their rich culture, heritage, and traditions, honoring the past even as you blaze new trails into the future. Very, very strongly looking into the future is Japan. You demonstrate every day that the respect for history and heritage is the true foundation for progress. Our nations share an enduring bond. America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together in friendship and as allies. Most importantly, we're working to counter the dangerous aggressions of the regime in North Korea. The regime continued development of its unlawful weapons programs, including its illegal nuclear tests and outrageous launches of ballistic missiles directly over Japanese territory, are a threat to the civilized world and international peace and stability. We will not stand for that. The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong, but look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now. Prime Minister Abe has also shared with me the tragic stories of Japanese young people whom North Korea has abducted over the years. Together, we met with the parents of Megumi Yokota, who was abducted as a young girl in 1977. No child should ever be subjected to such cruelty. No parent should ever have to endure 40 years of heartbreak. We also had a young, wonderful man in our country, Otto Warmbier. We all know the story of Otto. It's a horrible story, a sad story, and we can't let that happen. We cannot let that happen. The United States of America stands in solidarity with the people of Japan against the North Korean menace. History has proven over and over that strong and free nations will always prevail over tyrants who oppress their people. Our powerful and enduring U.S.-Japan alliance includes more than 50,000 members of the United States military stationed right here in Japan. In addition to that, we have 33,000 stationed in South Korea. American and Japanese military personnel train together, work together, and will stand together to defend the security and sovereignty of both of our countries. I want to thank the entire Japanese people for acting as such gracious hosts and strong partners for our men and women in the armed forces. America is also committed to improving our economic relationship with Japan. As President of the United States, I'm committed to achieving a fair, free, and reciprocal trading relationship. We seek equal and reliable access for American exports to Japan's markets in order to eliminate our chronic trade imbalances and deficits with Japan. We're working on that, something we've all been working on very hard from the very beginning of our meetings. As we continue to pursue closer economic ties, I believe it will create new and exciting opportunities to achieve greater prosperity in both of our nations and to advance new frontiers in science, medicine, and technology. The United States respects and honors Japan's heritage and admires your deep well of perseverance. I appreciate very much your acknowledging and stating the fact that the United States economy has done so well since our election on November 8th. Close to 2 million jobs, the highest stock market in our history. So many different things are happening for the better, including the cutting of massive amounts of regulation, which is one of the reasons that the market's reacting the way it's reacting. This mutual respect for culture and sovereignty will continue to bring our nations closer and closer together and open up new avenues of cooperation and success. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you again for inviting me today and for opening the arms of your majestic country to our American delegation, all of whom are right now in this room. I look forward to working side by side with you in friendship. We will have success like rarely seen between two countries, Japan and the United States of America, two very, very special places. Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
President Trump and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at a press conference in Japan. Japan's the very first country that the president stops in his five-country Asian tour. And this is so significant, mm-hmm. Steve. It seems like there is this is the first time as U.S. Yeah. president that he actually arrives, you know, into this Pacific region. And it's like, we better straighten up mm-hmm. because, you know, the United States is there. And, you know, we have 100,000 servicemen, nearly 100,000 that are in this region. Mm-hmm. So it's important, you know. Now you have North Korea doing what they are threatening to do. It's important that we bring some stability, yeah. some sanity in the area, and you keep hearing trade deficits. Listen, this has been, you know, historic what we're watching mm-hmm. with President Trump, Shinzo Abe, press conference, as well as what we talked about in the beginning of the first hour. Listen, the economy is shifting, You know, we're having, you know, our president in the Pacific region for the first time, and he's addressing issues that have not been addressed even 25 years.
Yes.
We have servicemen and women, over close to 100,000 of
in
them.
In the region.
In the region. Yeah. And these guys are you know, at the mercy right now of what a dictator in North Korea has threatened to do. And can do it any time.
And President Trump has even said that, is that because of the leadership over the last 20 years, we're seeing where has that,
years.
Or 25 yeah. years, where has that gotten us now? And now you're seeing him take that, the action to the region, to the Pacific area, visiting these countries saying, okay, hey, this unity has to come together. Let's make sure we're all on the same page because they're all recognizing the threat of North Korea.
Talk is cheap.
Yes.
It's time to take some
action.
Action and put the pressure on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.